types of lands that God ever gave to man or to Abraham as a father. Father, I thank you now as I pray this, I pray for understanding to come into the ears and the eyes and the brain of everybody that is listening, and the ovaries will vibrate on that level so that understanding and grasping of your mindset. You have said unto me, year 2024 is going to be the spreading of God's covenants, the seven of them. That's why I'm explaining them. They're going to vibrate in every corner of the earth, in the seven continents, which are the seven women. And the scripture says unto us, seven women ran unto the man of God, and they touched his talit. They touched his corner of his garment. And they say, take us to your God. We have been married with a lot of men, but all of them are useless. We have not come here to ask you for bread to eat, for sustenance of our physical things, because we have had enough of that and we are running away from that. But take away the reproach of being without God, having no name that takes us to heaven, having no name that marries us to Yeshua. And they all touched his garment and they say, take us to your God. Seven continents touch the garment, seven women, which are the seven covenants, restoration. So God is going to fill the entire earth, the seven colonies, and fill them with this energy. That people are going to vibrate, and there will be a hunger, not hunger of bread, not hunger of water, but hunger to hear the word of God, and that's where we are. I was talking about the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant was made up of two realms where God gave land to Abraham. God gave land to Abraham. The first land he gave him was Israel. That's where the Jews dwell. That's where the children of Israel dwell. That's why they call it the land of Israel, because it was given to Abraham as an inheritance to his people and his people in time to come. The next land that God gave to Abraham was the land of Ham. And that land of Ham, where the river Nile flows, that land was given to Abraham. God gave to Abraham when he commanded him to bring an animal to sacrifice, and a strong darkness fell upon him and revealed to him that your people, the children of Ham, the children of Africa, they shall be slaves to the entire world. But after 400 years are done, I will come back. And this land I have given unto you. Which land is that? He says, this land from the river Nile, going from Egypt, and where the river Nile begins, and every land where the river Nile flows from or flows through, that area I have given unto you. So Abraham was given the land of Africa where the river Nile. So you have the river Nile. It goes all the way from Uganda, because this is where the river Nile begins from. So we are children of Abraham, not only by faith, by the Bible, or by the biblical saying that Abraham, whoever believed, but we are also children of Abraham by inheritance, by land. We are settling on the land that God gave Abraham. God gave Abraham the land where the river Nile starts from, which is Uganda, and the river Nile goes into Tanzania. I think it goes into Rwanda. It goes through Ethiopia. Everywhere the river Nile goes and flows, that area and that region of Africa was given to Abraham. Can you hear that? So the people who live in that region of the river Nile, Abraham is their father by inheritance, because we are sitting on his land. And Abraham is our father by faith, because God gave him the faith and we inherit his faith. Are you catching what I'm saying? So the Abrahamic covenant is the fact that God restores the faith in humanity. The Abrahamic covenant is the fact that God restores the Adamic covenant, that literally kind of like we went away from it. He restores it through Abraham. And listen to this. There is a mystery. The children of Israel that we know, they came from the sons of Noah, known as Shem. That's where the lineage of Israel comes from. And they settle in Israel. But listen, God gave the land. He gave Israel the land to the father Abraham. He gave him that land. for the Israelites, the children of Shem. Hallelujah. But to the children of Ham, God calls Abram. He was called Abram. That's A-B-R-A-M. And he changed his name and he says, you are no longer called Abram, but you shall be called Avraham. The word Avra or Abra means father. And then he adds on and he says Ham. He adds on the word Ham. The word Ham means nations, people who speak many languages, people who are pertain to many kingdoms, many people, many languages, many tribes. So God called Abraham, the father of Ham, the father of Africa, where you have many languages, where you have many nations. So Abraham was the father of Israel, but Abraham was also the father of Avraham, the children of Ham that settled in Africa, that descended from Noah. And Noah had three sons. The sons of Noah were Japheth, Shem, and Ham. From Japheth comes the white descendants that settled in Europe. From Shem comes also those who settled in the Middle East, among also those who settled in Israel. And from Ham comes those who settled in Africa and populated Africa as so-called today as Africans. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you're bringing the understanding and you're filling and you're overwhelming the entire world, the Abrahamic covenant. Now we go to the next covenant, was called the Mosaic covenant. I think this is the fifth covenant. Mosaic covenant. And what was the Mosaic covenant? Mosaic covenant talks about that God gave his word to the world. His word was written by Moses. The five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. Those five books were written by Moses. And they were imparted into the earthly realm through Moses. They were scattered into the world through Moses. And God made a DNA covenant through his word to the entire world through Moses. That's why they call it the Mosaic law. The law that pertains to the transformation. In fact, they say that every human DNA, every human being that was born out of the lineage of Adam, there is a root that roots out of the Mosaic law, which is Moses, the law of Moses. That every DNA of every human being is connected to the five books of Moses. Hallelujah. That is the Mosaic covenant, that God wrote it down through Moses and he imparted it into the world. And it vibrated and it affects every DNA that is born, truly born through the descent of Adam, children of Adam. Hallelujah. So the next covenant is the sixth covenant. It's called the Davidic covenant. God says to David that you are the establisher of my kingdom in the earthly realm. And you are the king forever, a man of my own heart. And you will rule forever. And every generation, your throne will exist. Your throne as a king, it will exist in every generation, forever and forever. The covenant of God becoming a king through a represented image of rulership and kingship was given unto us. That covenant was brought unto us by King David. Hallelujah. That is the sixth, number six, covenant. Davidic covenant. The last covenant is called the Messianic covenant. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the Messianic covenant. The Messianic covenant is the Yeshua covenant. It is the same covenant that was represented after Moses has given the children of God the DNA. Moses printed the DNA of their DNAs and genetically connected them to God. After their genetic behavior, culture, way of doing things was literally reflecting God, then God gave them Joshua. The name Joshua derives out of the name called Yehoshua. The name Yehoshua, that's the covenant of the Messiah, Yeshua. And the Bible says that then Yehoshua took them into the promised land. Yehoshua took them into everything God promised them. Yehoshua, the name Yehoshua means the one who brings his people into their promises that God promised them. That is the covenant of the messianic, of the Messiah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Liken on to how Yeshua brought them in the physical promised land, and they fought for it, and they possessed it, and they entered into what God promised them. So it is Yehoshua too. He brings us into the physical promised land. We possess the physical things. We are victorious in these physical things, but we also inherit the kingdom to come. The promise of the kingdom to come, the promise of the rapture to come, was promised through Yeshua. And many will enter into that rapture. Many will enter into the promises of God through who? Through Yehoshua. Yeshua, not Jesus. Yehoshua. Jesus was made by the Romans, and I'm not going to speak about that too much, but let me stick on the covenant of Yehoshua. So we all need to turn back to the covenant of understanding Yehoshua. Yeshua, his name, Yehoshua, the Hebrew name, which literally means he brought them into their promised land. When they cried unto him genuinely, when they prayed unto him with the right heart, when they prayed, because the name Yehoshua is made up of two dimensions. The first is Yah, which is Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, which makes up the four angels of God. Gabriel, Ariel, Michael, and Raphael. Yah, Yeshua, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, YHVH. Yeshua. Then the next dimension of the name of Yeshua is called Shua. That name, you see it all over the scriptures. And the Bible says, when they cried unto the Lord heard their voice, and God sent a deliverer, a great deliverer, to deliver them from where they are crying from the dungeon where they are praying for him, from the dungeon where they are sending forth their prayers, from the place of altar where they are praying from, and God delivered them. So the next word, Shua, Shua, Yahshua, means to cry, means to pray, means to connect, means to put all our desires, our seven emotions, our ability to think. When we speak to God, when we communicate to God, when we worship God, we are literally saying it from a genuine heart. We are not lying. We are not praying for material things, but we are praying that you make us into what you want. Take us into what you have promised us. If it is physical, yes. If it is heavenly, bring us into your heavenly promises. Hallelujah. That is the Yeshua covenant. Those are the seven covenants. Father God, I thank you right now. During the month of Elul, we search our hearts from all evil, and we repent. Preparation of Rosh Hashanah, which comes and occurs unto us after the new moon of Elul. Father, I thank you, even as we are praying right now, I proclaim and I prophesy that this tongue is prophesying over the earthly realm, that this tongue, this declaration, this prophetic word is filling the earthly realm. Father, scattering and drawing the seven women back to you and murdering them, covering them, governing them, structuring them, incarnating into them, prophesying into them, fashioning their abilities of thinking, feeling, emotions, and affections in the name of Yehoshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, O Lord. Plant your word in us. Elul is likened unto the season in time which is good for plowing and cultivating. This is the time when we come to God in the month of Elul, and we begin to declare, we begin to plow ourselves, we begin to sanctify ourselves, we begin to avail ourselves, make ourselves available to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God cultivates the human physical nature, he cultivates the ovaries of Mother Earth, the mindset and the brain's mental capacity, with the aim to get rid of the evil incarnation and the carnal mindset, as to prepare those who are coming to him for the seventh Hebrew month called Tishri. Elul is the month that intensifies the feminine energies of pleasure, Shekinah, and erotic. The book of Song of Solomon, Father, we thank you. As we are reading the book of Song of Solomon in this season, we declare and we say, Father God, connect us to the Spirit. Bring understanding in the book of Song of Solomon. The entire book of Song of Solomon was written, and the inspiration of it is read. And the purpose of it was ordained to be read in the month of Elul. In the month of intimacy, we read the whole entire book of the Song of Solomon. My Lord, my God, we thank you. How does the month, my Lord, influence our subconscious? Father God, we pray. Let our subconscious be stimulated with the pineal gland, be stimulated with wanting, the desire, the ability to entertain the intuitions, the inspiration, the aspiration, and the passion of God. My Lord, we rebuke and we come against the worldly energies that brings in worldly media, worldly social media, worldly radio waves, worldly internet frequencies that are not connected to you, that are inspiring the kind of mindset. We refuse, we rebuke, we break, we cast down, and we increase the ability of being able to connect into your spiritual capacity of your spiritual mindset. In the name of Yeshua, activate. This is the season which becomes when people connect into different passions of pleasure and desires. Father, if there is any passions of pleasure and desires in us that are not related to you, we pray and we say transformation. Father God, make your transformation. I finish with this. Father God, we thank you. I finish with this. Hallelujah. Due to the reason and the fact that this is when we need to reach the level best of converting, replacing the behaviors of negative habits, hallelujah, with positive ones via the godly attribute of repenting and teshuvah and turning back to God with our heart, with our soul, mind, soul during this month. Hallelujah. In this month, we have the 40 days of seeking God during the month of Elul. In this month, Moses and Yeshua sought God. In this month, I also told you about how Adam sought God because his body was formed and put in the Garden of Eden on the first day of the month of Elul. Then God breathed the breath of life into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. The moment Adam opened up his eyes, what he saw the presence of God. He didn't look at the sky. He didn't look at the stars. He did the face of God, the countenance of God, the presence of God was right in front of him. After having life, he saw God, God's face in front of him. And he lived with God for 40 days. God planted the garden in Eden. He put him in the garden. He saw God planting. Father God, teach us. Be our father. Be our role model. Teach us your example, because in your imagination, what we imagine through our mind must reflect your behavior, that we are seeing how you behave. Father, connect us to people that behave like you. Connect us to realities that are reflecting you. Father, take us away from behaviors that are attracting us to take us away from your presence, but relate us to your grace and enable us to know, to be humble, to be tolerant, to be submissive towards the things and the people that behave like you, so that we may pattern to your imagination, receive your imagination and your understanding in our mind, so that we may reflect, liken unto how Adam looked at you farming in the garden. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. You farmed the garden, you planted the garden, you made things to grow. So, Father, let us also partake of the example that reflects you on the earth, so that we may be like you, so that we may enter into your presence. I pray in the name of Yehoshua, and I decree that every soul that is listening to me right now, they are being blessed, they are being activated, they are being knowledged. Father, they are coming in connection with who you want them to be and with who you want them to connect with. Father, and the things that they shouldn't connect with, they are disconnecting. You're breaking its powers and you're relating them into the month of Elul, so that they may perfect the image of God in their mindset. What they can see, what they can feel, what they can experience will become the reality in the way they express themselves. So, Father, I pray for that reality of sound waves, images in their mind, voices they are hearing, media they are entertaining in their brain, in their ovaries, whatever that is vibrating over their ovaries to influence their life. It's a vibration from heaven, not from satanic powers. I condemn the powers of Satan. I render them powerless, that it shall not influence them emotionally, neither mentally, but emotionally and mentally shall be reflected by the will of God, the vision of God, the mindset and the imagination and the radiating forces of God In the name of Yehoshua HaMashiach, we pray. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. I also pray for the tithers and the sowers and the givers in this ministry. And I pray you're blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out. I put a crown of glory, a crown of peace, a crown of knowledge, a crown of understanding and victory in every area of your life. And I say you shall live and not die. You shall live to exchange God in this earth. Wherever you go, the presence of God goes with you. Wherever you go, you influence. Wherever you go, you bring change. You administrate, you manage change. In the name of Yehoshua HaMashiach, somebody say,